Okay, welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are plunging into a really fascinating look at a specific school community. We're seeing it entirely through the lens of their own communications.
That's right. We've got these excerpts from a document. It's called Wishram School, Year-End Review and Summer Outlook. And it gives us this really tight window, specifically the week of June 9th through the 13th, 2025. And then, it looks ahead to the following week too, June 15th to the 21st.
So our mission basically is to unpack this. What are the absolute key events here, the priorities it highlights, and what does it sort of tell us about the rhythm, the focus of the Wishram School community during this, well, pretty crucial transition time?
Exactly, from one school year ending right into summer starting.
Let's unpack this. I mean, just glancing at it, I'm already struck by how much is crammed into just these couple of weeks. It's kind of amazing.
Well, what's fascinating here is exactly that you're seeing the sheer volume, the variety of things happening all at once. It really drives home that closing out a school year, getting ready for summer. It's not just, clicking a switch. It's this complex mix. You've got celebrating achievements, but also managing all the logistics and then setting the stage for what comes next.
Okay, so pulling back the curtain a bit, this message we're looking at, it's directly from the superintendent, Ty Churchwell.
Correct. Sent out to Wishram families, staff, and students. So the whole community.
Gotcha.
And it's doing double duty, really. It's wrapping up the 2024-2025 school year, but crucially, it's already pivoting. It's talking about plans for the next school year, 25-26, and the immediate summer programs.
And you can sort of feel the tone right off the bat. It seems very warm, lots of gratitude for the year that just finished, but also definitely looking forward. Seems quite optimistic.
Oh yeah, that positive tone. It's absolutely connected to the celebrations and the message highlights. Like the class of 2025 graduation ceremony, that's front and center.
Right, the source says that was on Saturday, celebrating seven graduates, seven outstanding students, it says.
And the superintendent actually shared a quote from his speech to them, which kind of gives you a sense of the message they wanted to send off with.
What was it?
He said, "Life is what you make out of it, and success comes from doing the things you don't want to do when you don't want to do them."
Pretty solid advice for new grads.
Definitely. And he also talked about, pride, courage, determination, themes
Wow.
you'd expect, but important ones.
Okay, so beyond that big milestone, the graduation, the school also had this end-of-year K-12 swim trip and BBQ.
Yeah, that sounds like a classic end of year treat, doesn't it? Took place on Tuesday over at the Dallas Aquatic Center.
Nice.
And the description is pretty simple, but evocative. Sunshine, swimming, great food, fun, and friendship. Just a moment for everyone, kindergarten all the way up to, well, just enjoy being together outside the classroom.
A good breather before the final bell. And then to formally wrap up the academic side, there were awards assemblies.
Yep, those happened on Friday. Two separate ones, actually, one for elementary, one for secondary students.
Okay.
And this is where they formally recognized achievements, academic excellence, leadership, student growth through the year. So you see this mix, right? Formal academic recognition and just pure fun happening right there at the end.
Okay, so that covers the big sort of celebratory moments. But if we dig into the nuts and bolts of that final week, June 9th to the 13th, the schedule they outline is really, really dense. What jumps out at you from the administrative side?
Well, it shows that even as students are winding down, the operational heart of the school is still beating pretty fast. Look at Monday, there's something called a REC meeting,
Okay.
then back to back, a special board meeting and a community council meeting in the evening. That's a significant chunk of, governance and community stuff happening right at the wire.
Wow. And it keeps going. Tuesday, there's an Apollo construction check-in. Wednesday, an HR meeting with Mrs. Hathaway and the superintendent.
Right, these are all like critical background processes, the cogs in the machine happening right as the school year is basically over for the kids.
Yeah, it really shows the school isn't just, classrooms and lessons. It's a complex organization. It's got ongoing admin, governance, even construction needs.
Exactly. And speaking of construction, the source mentions contractors were on site Monday evening doing a swing shift, 5 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Whoa, that detail really highlights the logistics, doesn't it? Working late hours, probably to minimize disruption, but still, things are actively happening during a super busy week.
And amongst all that operational stuff, student life isn't totally shut down either. ASB elections for the next school year, 2025-26, they were held on Wednesday.
So even the student leadership transition is already underway. Smart.
And there was also a secondary reach field trip. They went to Horse Thief on Wednesday. So good to see kids still getting out, doing experiential learning right up to the end.
Definitely. And there was a sports banquet too.
Yep. High school sports banquet over at Lyle on Tuesday evening. So wrapping up and celebrating the extracurriculars as well.
Okay, so all of that leads up to the official endpoint, Friday, June 13th, last day of school, with an early release at noon, a really packed final stretch before the academic year is truly done.
But then you look ahead in the document, and it's clear the place doesn't just go dark, right? It states pretty directly. Summer programming begins June 15th, just 2 days later.
Wow, no time wasted. Rolling right into week one of summer school, June 17th through the 21st.
Specifically, it mentions the Reach Summer School program kicks off that Monday, June 17th, and a really vital detail they note.
Makes sense. And the construction. Does that stop?
Nope. The schedule just shifts. It moves from those late night swing shifts back to day shifts, starting that same Monday, June 17th. So the work carries on just on a different rhythm.
And more meetings still on the schedule for that week. Another check-in with Apollo Construction on Tuesday, the 18th.
Right. And looking outwards, beyond just Wishram, there's a meeting with superintendents from neighboring districts Gorge, Pacific, and Wauquiakum scheduled for Wednesday the 19th.
Ah, okay. So that shows the school isn't just like in a bubble.
Yeah.
It's part of a bigger regional network, and that coordination keeps going through the summer.
Mm-hmm. And there's professional development happening too. It lists Mr. Cooper and the superintendent are in some qualifying training on Thursday evening, June 20th.
So learning and getting necessary certifications, that stuff clearly doesn't stop just because classes are out.
Not at all. And just a small kind of human touch included in the communication. They list birthdays for Sunday, June 15th. Jesse James Tias, Joe Bookmeyer, and Shirley Begay.
Well, that's nice. A little reminder that behind all the schedules and meetings, it's, you know, a community of actual people.
Exactly.
So how does the message wrap up?
Pretty simply, actually. Just wishing everyone a restful and joyful summer.
A simple closing, but probably much needed after all that activity.
Absolutely. Acknowledging the hard work, wishing for that well-deserved rest, and then it leaves you with this really prominent final statement.
What's that?
The children are the key to our success. Capitalized, emphasized.
Okay. So when you step back and look at this whole detailed communication from Wishram School, what does it all mean? I mean, it's way more than just schools out, right?
Oh, absolutely. It really reveals the incredible complexity of, well, managing an educational institution. You see this constant balancing act, celebrating the students, their achievements.
Right, the fun stuff.
Yeah, the fun stuff. But at the same time, handling this huge range of operational tasks, governance, HR, construction logistics, regional planning, it's all happening like concurrently.
So why is digging into something like this interesting to you as you look at community dynamics?
Because it's such a concrete example of the multifaceted effort it takes to support an entire school community. It just shows so clearly that a school isn't just a building where teaching happens 9 months a year.
Right.
It's this dynamic hub, activity, planning, connection. It operates on all these levels, all year round, constantly transitioning, constantly adapting. It's a snapshot of commitment, really, from staff, students, families, the administration, all working together through these moments of celebration, but also through all the detailed necessary logistics.
Absolutely. We've kind of journeyed from the energy of graduation and, you know, the fun swim trips right down to the nitty-gritty details of board meetings, construction shifts, even summer school lunches. This one document captures such an intense period of transition.
Yeah, it really reveals the continuous underlying effort that supports the school's whole mission. It highlights how much goes into managing the close of one big cycle and almost immediately launching the next one, making sure that support and opportunity just keep rolling seamlessly.
So as you, our listener, reflect on this deep dive into Wishram School's communication, maybe consider this. How does that blend? We saw the celebratory events, the pack to admin schedule, the immediate jump into summer planning, all captured in just this one message.
Yeah.
How does that illustrate the fundamental ongoing cycle of effort and community engagement that's really needed to support learning, well, in any educational setting?